As we welcome you back to this program, Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, is on the line. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Hope you had a good weekend.
Listen, we just talked about two different stories. There's a woman in Texas who's really upset, and because people keep coming to her house, to her porch. She'll describe it here, what happens, and it's happening like daily.
Some sex website that nasty old men go and look for sex. They pay Venmo for the services, and then they get my address and they come here.
So these nasty old men, which Dave, by the way, took issue with her.
I don't think that's fair to the nasty old men in the country.
Apparently, it's a scam. Guys, well, somebody is saying, hey, a prostitute will meet you at this address, and they just chose this address out of thin air. Send us some money via Venmo and then pay us the second half when you get there. Well, they get there. There's no prostitute. There's this 66-year-old woman named Elaine.
Packing.
Yeah, packing heat. She said, I have, believe you me, I have got a gun.
Yes, I have my Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum loaded 4-inch barrel next to me.
Okay, now.
And I answer the door with it.
The question is, when the men get there, now they've been duped. There is no prostitute there. If this woman, Elaine, had called the cops, could they be arrested for accepting this solicitation of prostitution? What do you think?
Yeah, so in the majority of jurisdictions, if you post no trespassing signs on your property, then no one, you know, can come onto the property without a legal reason, without justification. And the fact that they were committing a crime by hiring a prostitute actually gives even more credibility to her trespassing charges against them, because you can't say, oh, I was duped, when you were committing a crime.
Uh-huh.
So you're not allowed to use, you know, kind of your own ignorance in the commission of a crime.
Right.
And so, yeah, so she could have them arrested. But the thing is, with trespassing laws, even though by the letter of the law in most jurisdictions, if you post it, people cannot come onto your property, usually the police don't take it that seriously, especially the first time. And if there's confusion like this, you know, they'll often just warn the person to go away. And it's not like these guys are going to repeat. This is different guys every time.
That's right.
So she's going to have a hard time enforcing it. But by the letter of the law, they don't have a legal reason to be there. So trespassing.
B.B. Shea's nodding. He had that in the last segment. You know, because of your advice, I have some no trespassing signs on my property.
Finally?
That's right.
Finally did that. People used to come over from another neighborhood, and you'd walk down my driveway or right next to my driveway to get to walking trails. And it was a nice little cut through for them. And I really don't mind them doing it. It's, I don't know, 7 or 8 people a day will do it regularly. But Lisa advised me to put a no trespassing sign back behind the house, because if somebody breaks an ankle walking through there, my homeowner's is liable for that.
That's all you needed to hear.
Right.
You fought it at first. I don't think that's in there. They can sue. Let's get that sign up.
And people have found an easier way to scam you on your real estate anyway.
I've had some issues. I've had a few issues like that. Speaking of which, that's a scam that I was involved with last year.
Do you find
year.
That they ignore the sign still? Do people still ignore the sign?
People do still come through. But I just feel like, okay, I'm covered now at least, because, and by the way, my wife ordered on Etsy some really decorative no trespassing signs.
So it's hard to take them serious, you think?
Maybe. It's got a
little too cute.
A little flower around it.
A flag.
Yeah.
Do you, when you see them, do you ever see them doing that? So do you know them?
No, they're in the neighborhood behind me. I don't know them. Oh. And there's one woman in particular, it's almost every day. She walks every day, and I see her coming through and then going back at the same time. But I've never confronted.
You ever thought about scaring her?
I'm not a confrontation.
I hear your bag.
No, I don't. No. Speaking of old bags, Dave thinks the woman in Texas may be doing this herself.
I think it's her Venmo account.
Wouldn't that be funny?
She's the one using us.
Yeah. I mean, you're hurt. She's very upset.
I'm frustrated. I'm irritated. And I'm beyond done. How can a man, a grown man, go to a house in a neighborhood thinking they're gonna get sex? As many hookers and prostitutes are out there, go get one. Leave me alone. I'm not here for that.
Dave, you can speak to that for us.
Average American Joe needs loving.
We need a little something, don't we? The other story we just talked about that you're not briefed on, but I think you can definitely weigh in. I think we're right on this. Sheetz is coming under fire now, the convenience store, because in their handbook, they will tell you, and we had an assistant manager who managed the place for 3 years call us and say this, and they absolutely do it. If they're interviewing you for a job and you smile and you have broken teeth, missing teeth, or discolored teeth, they'll give you a courtesy 2 to 3 minute interview, and then they'll send you packing. They are not going to hire you with a bad with bad teeth. So the question is this some form of discrimination? And our answer is no. You can do that. That's legal, right, Lisa?
Yeah, that's right. I think they have it written up that you have to have a nice smile or a pretty smile or something like that, a nice smile. And so my understanding is that they're not just targeting bad teeth. That certainly can make you have a not-so-nice smile. But I think they're also just targeting someone that doesn't smile or doesn't smile, you know, genuinely.
Really?
They want to greet customers with a happy, friendly face. And so I think they're targeting anyone who is sort of a sourpuss or has an ugly smile or refuses to smile. And so, yeah, they can absolutely do that. And, you know, the only things that are really protected in the employment hiring context are the protected classes like race and gender and those sorts of things. And there's just a handful of them. And so stuff like this, you know, in the majority of jurisdictions, there are companies that, and this is actually just sort of a subliminal thing that people do sometimes. They won't hire fat people. I mean, sometimes, you know, you find that, or they won't.
Well, you can't accuse us of that, can you?
No. You can accuse us of a lot of things.
Let me tell you something.
In fact, I believe I was hired because I was fat. Oh, yeah, we can make fun of him a lot.
Let's name him Biggie.
You're not going to get us on that one.
Let's go ahead and get his shirt off.
You're darn right. We comply with whatever talking about here. Okay.
I also hear there's a kid in the building named BB Shetty. Get him in here.
Let's get him on the camera.
Look around the room if you want to challenge us on that one. Now, I'll take a lot of things, but not that.
Well, if that's the case.
He's doing good on that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Next time I go into.
Because they don't like the way you look. They don't like the way you dress. Whatever they can do it.
But every company can do that, right, Lisa?
That's right.
Correct. Yeah. They're just being upfront about it and saying get a good smile on your face.
Good for them.
I better get an ear to ear next time I pop in a sheets.
Tell me about it.
I want to see a toothy smile.
I do too. And not and not crooked teeth.
And not crooked either.
Good old straight white teeth, gleaming white.
Mm-hmm.
The story we really wanted to talk to you about today, we haven't even mentioned yet, is a woman in Florida suing her kid's school district because they barred her as a volunteer because of her OnlyFans page. Now, her name is Victoria Treese. She goes by Snooks on her OnlyFans.
Hold on, let me get that.
Spell it.
Now, she'll put some adult photographs out there. She's tattooed, and she'll go scantily clad on the OnlyFans app. She has volunteered at the Orange County School District for several years now, 5 years, while her kids have gone to school there. But another concerned parent figured out that she was on OnlyFans, tipped off the Sand Lake Elementary School, and they have now banned her from being part of school activities and volunteering. And she says, that's not right. I do great things for this school. I feel like I'm kind of with her on this. She said, I'm wearing a scarlet letter here. I can't go to my kid's school and volunteer. I'm trying to help these students. And I shouldn't be punished for what I'm doing on my own time on OnlyFans, which is a perfectly legal thing to do. Lisa, will she have any success suing the school district?
Yeah, I'm on her side, too. I think this is ridiculous. Some parent complained about it when they found out about it. And I was really surprised that the school system came down like this. She has volunteered there every day for 5 years. She's a devoted parent. She has two boys at the elementary school. And it's really a shame that they did this. It's so funny. People are so afraid of this stuff. I posted this lady's picture, Snooky. I put Snook on my Instagram this morning on Lanier Law Group, and I got flack for that. And it's a close picture.
What?
You can see her cleavage. But yeah, I mean, yeah, people give me a hard time for putting her picture on my Lanier Law Group Facebook and Instagram. People are just so fearful around this kind of stuff. But here's the thing. This has been going through the courts, not necessarily about OnlyFans, but just about speech, social media speech, and outside behavior for several years, and there have been some new cases that have come down, and they're coming down on the side of people like this lady saying that school cannot ban you from campus or from activities on campus or sporting events on campus unless you are clearly a danger, a danger of disruptions. They talked about in the most recent appellate case disruptions like riot, obstruction of school events, immediate threat to public safety. And, I mean, her OnlyFans, you know, is not doing any of that.
Right.
It displeases someone else, one of the other parents.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal. You know, I think that's, she's going to end up winning this.
But you have said, like, let's say she was a teacher and that found out to be on OnlyFans. If it becomes a distraction to the students and, like, the students start to know, that's when they can legally get rid of her, right?
Right. That's if it becomes disruptive, correct. And they can have, you know, employers, it's a little bit of a different scenario. And in that context, within the school, it's typically considered, you know, something that they can have a policy because it promotes the school environment and that sort of thing. They still have to show that it's disruptive because it's on their own time. And it's not like these, you know, these kids that are talking, you know, you see kids that post on social media ugly stuff about the coach, whatever, you know, and that girl won. You know, you're starting to see speech win out in these school cases, whereas, you know, a few years ago you did not.
Okay. Well, that's good then. I mean,
what about sexual content? Like if she was doing something.
Yeah, what if she went all the way?
She does.
She does?
I looked at her profile. She does.
She does if you go all the way. I think she does go all the way if you pay and you're her. But that's an adult subscription service, and I don't see that as a disruption in the school setting because that's something that the kids shouldn't know anything about.
No, definitely not.
So she's having the sex on there, too.
Yeah, I look. She does solo and boy girl.
Yeah.
25, what's your name? Snooki?
25% off of a 3-month membership right now.
Oh, a bargain.
Why is Biggie not leading this conversation? Right. This is obviously he knows a lot more about this than I do. Even still, that she goes all the way, she still should be allowed to volunteer at her kid's school.
Well, they might have flagged you, but they didn't take her picture down, Lisa. No, they got still on your page.
That's right.
Which I'm all for.
I agree. I think she's done it right.